Therefore, this suppression of the democratic rights became another venue by which the Arab people were immobilized, utilizing their prowess in order to act as the leverage which would constrain all the attempts at the destruction of Lebanon and the dissemination of the Palestinian revolution. And then, where did it start? And how come it has continued? And today, the Arab people, have to witness the new tragedy that if there is to be a settlement of our internal Lebanese problems, we have to address ourselves to Paris, where a settlement might emerge, because we have declared our Arab bankruptcy. Therefore, we must ascertain tonight and every night that the Arab people and the Arab nation, despite all the evidence to the contrary, is not bankrupt and its resilience will re-emerge and assert itself. Where did it start? Has it started by the recent military attacks on an escalating level from that country which to every Arab is the anchor of Arab nationalism, which has been the spearhead of the Palestinian revolution? People everywhere are traumatized by witnessing the latest armaments harnessed not to recover occupied territories by Israel, but harnessed to disseminate the Palestinians and divide the Arabs. We cannot allow the future generations of our people to have this ugly chapter of our history expand beyond our reasonable limit. It is necessary that we try to close this chapter as soon as possible. Because, as I said, what is taking place is not the erosion of the Arab unity, but the destruction of the credibility of the Arab nation. And when a nation begins to lose its credibility, not only to the world, but towards itself, then it is on the brink of a new era. Either a new era whereby we resign from being Arabs, or we revolutionize the Arab nation so that all that has contributed to its breakdown breaks away in the face of an emerging Arab people. This is the question. And this is the issue, and we are today on the crossroads. What has happened? We have witnessed how this breakdown and the disjoining of the Arabs has taken place. We witness today how the whole impact of the looseness of Arab relations amongst themselves is affecting and feeding the hemorrhage in Lebanon. We have seen how Arab states, both so-called progressive and conservative, give priority to the so-called requirements of their individual country's development over the prerequisites of Arab national mobilization. We have seen how each country on its own, as a consequence of the master plan, whereby we were disjointed on the anticipated false promises that the step-by-step diplomacy has inaugurated. We came and responded. We are being told, and we are believers, that the imperialist conspiracy has sought to bring about this disjoining among the Arabs, insulating us from each other, breaking us from each other, making us put forward the priorities of our narrow parochial interests over the interests of the national mobilization, not only of our efforts and of our people, but also of our potential wealth. We have seen all that taking precedence, and yet that is not only an imperialist Zionist conspiracy. What is more damaging is not the fact that our enemies plan, it is that we fall into the trap. The Israelis and the imperialists will continue to plan. We must develop an immunity. And this immunity means that we have to revolutionize our perceptions and our attitudes. We can no longer allow the concentrations of wealth to perpetuate an economic hierarchy throughout the Arab nation. We must allow and enable the oil within the Arab states to be at the service of the Arab people. We cannot allow to have an excessive investment of nearly $10 billion of Arab money in the United States and Western Europe, when the concentrations of Arab population have to go begging around for a few hundred million dollars. It is high time that we abandon the vertical bilateral relations that individual Arab states are having and begin to reassess our position and emerge into new inter-Arab relations. What is the most embarrassing thing today is that the obvious has become problematic. All these are problems that have come in the wake of our response to the so-called American initiative, step-by-step diplomacy, which did not only lead to a very limited disengagement, but it has disengaged the Arabs amongst themselves. What is our task, and what the unity of the Lebanese and the Palestinian people has shown, is that we are the nucleus of the re-engagement of the Arab people amongst themselves. And at this juncture, when our Lebanese people, our Palestinian comrades, who have sought to avoid the battles that have been imposed upon them, deliberately, consistently, and at the expense of the erosion of their own positions. Because in our basic national consciousness, we realize that our enemy is Zionism and imperialism, while those who are striking at the roots of the Palestinian resistance and the Lebanese national forces work on the basic premise that the basic enemy is that the Arabs are the enemies of themselves. We cannot allow ourselves to be torn by our death wish. We have a commitment to life. And at this particular juncture in our morbid history, the Arabs must know that we cannot continue along the marginality and the indifference shown to the tragedy of life. We must examine, how is it possible that 18 months of this filthy war in Lebanon, of what is considered the most vital constituency for the whole Arab nation, namely the Palestinian constituency, that what is taking place in Lebanon today is in a way equal to the establishment of the Zionist state, and in many other ways more damaging, because Zionism was inflicted from the outside. What is taking place in Lebanon is broadly inflicted from within. You in the AAUG are a symbol, an expression of the cross-fertilization of ideas. You come from all the Arab countries. You blend, you merge. You are a national expression of what is natural. Yet, your corrective role is to prove the artificiality of what is going on today and throw your weight for the unity of Lebanon along secular lines, for the notion that the commitment of the Palestinian Revolution to maintain its independence, its independent will, not because the Palestinians are entitled to any kind of Palestinian parochialism, but because the maintenance of the Palestinian independent will is the precursor of Arab unity. This is the challenge. This is the tragedy. Shall we become addicted and therefore disfranchised? Or shall we re-engage and participate? Lebanon is the test. We are at the crossroads. Either total disintegration or the revolutionary reintegration. Thank you very much.